Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Kid was up late again last night.
Really?
Tired, dragon ass.
Yeah?
A little bit, but I'll be okay. Like, I mean, listen, I've got it easy compared to my wife, so.
Yeah, what are you complaining about?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm complaining about anything I can complain about.
I was up last night, too, sweating bullets because I owe income tax.
What do you owe? Can you say?
Enough.
Like a car?
I could buy my daughter a nice little car. Nice little starter car, yeah.
Man, yeah. Like, did somebody screw up and do the wrong thing?
No. I screwed up. I went through a little transition in my life, and I had to go into the old RSPs. And, you know, when you go into the RSPs,
because
you're getting divorced.
Oh, yeah, you get.
Well, the thing is, you get dinged there, and then you get dinged at income tax time. Like, really, RSPs are useless unless you're old. And by the time you can use RSPs, you only have a few years to use them. Because you're dying. So my suggestion to you folks out there with my financial planning background is don't get RSPs. They're stupid. What a waste of money.
Yes. What take financial advice from two stupid radio
announcers. What a waste of time. They really are. Yeah. I just think to myself, you a-hole Trudeau, I'm paying you here and I'm paying you there.
Well, it's Trudeau's tax fault. Time is here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is because you're going to have to pay it as of today. Today's tax deadline day.
Yeah, it is.
I think unless you're self-employed or something, I think you have until mid-June. June.
Yeah, it's June.
If you're self-employed.
We've never owned our own business. What do we own? What do we know?
But if you are self-employed, which I know there are a lot of listeners who are, you have until mid-June to file.
Wow.
I check the legality.
Yeah, don't take financial planning from
Please
Chad
don't, because if you end up in the clink because of us, I'm probably going to feel kind of guilty.
When I sat down with my financial planner, he goes, how do you plan to retire? I said, well, what can you do with radio station t-shirts and mugs? That's and he's like, well, you can't do a whole hell of a lot. Like, I was thinking of setting up one of those stands in one like the parking lot of a gas station.
With some that would be good.
Some cheap flags.
Selling
and some
out
old...
the back of a 1987 Ford Lynx.
Yeah, some... It's got to be a Lynx, too.
Some old
Wolf paraphernalia. Maybe I'll sell that Lego thing we got there.
I don't plan on retiring. I plan on dying at the board.
Well, that's right. And that's exactly what I said to him, too. I said, I don't plan on retiring. I mean, like, what'll I do with my time? I'm an active person. I've got to work till the end. That's what I
that's what
saying
you
to
tell
myself.
Yourself,
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Morning, The Wolf.
Hey, just listening to your financial planning there. I totally agree with you. RSPs are a waste.
Yeah, I agree.
When you take them out, you're taxed at the time of taking them out.
Yeah.
And taxed at the end of the year.
Mm.
So it's a double whammy.
Yeah, like, why am I getting taxed twice? You took 40% of my money at the start. Now you're taking the rest at the end. That's bullshit.
Oh, I totally agree. But you know what? The best thing to do, I think, is?
What's that?
Tax-free savings account.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that's great. The thing is, I don't have any money to put in that right now.
I hear you, bud. I hear you.
Sell some of that pot stock.
Yeah, you know what, man? I got into pot stock, and when I bought it, it took a nosedive. I thought, great, Warren Buffett. And now I am Warren Buffett. The sucker's almost tripled. Like, I am living high off the hog now.
Well, thanks for the call from Bay Street, my friend.
Take care, man.
You bet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hi.
Hi, Ballsy.
Hey, buddy.
So the Wolf Music Survey is up right now for Leon's Furniture Regina. You could win $1,000.
We started this because, quite frankly, we're tired of answering the phone when you call us to play music.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Ballsy, Chad, can you play this song? No, we can't. Because here's the thing. Chad and Ballsy have no say over the music. None. We have no say.
We leave it in your hands.
In your hands. Mm-hmm. You are the Wolf shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose the music.
So go and you get to rate the music, give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we take that into consideration when it comes to our playlist. And then just for completing the survey, which takes you a little bit of time, but once it's done, you could win $1,000 courtesy of Leon's Furniture. So, Ballsy, let's do it right now. You rate these songs, shall
we? These are the songs we're considering. Okay, here we go.
Although these are not in the actual Wolf music survey.
Oh, okay.
I should make that very clear.
This is how it would work, though.
But this is how it would work. So say you'd be like, all right, click.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Thumbs up.
So you would give that...
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up.
When I'm on the toilet, double thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
By the way, picture me with my underwear right around my knees.
Nope. Don't need to do that.
Anyways.
Because every time I hear that song, I picture Marky Mark dancing in puddles in his underwear.
Okay, here we go.
Well, that's a personal preference.
Yeah.
Did he do that, by the way?
I have no idea.
Or
I hope
is that
so.
Just something I
hope
envisioned?
So. I
How about this one? Classic Canadian stuff.
Catchy tune. Nah, not so much.
Sharon Lois and Bram?
No. I never knew about that Bram.
Yeah, who names their kid Bram?
Yeah, that's pretty shady.
Yeah, like, why?
And Bram. Honestly, listen to this.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, too.
That is terrible. He sounds like
Nick
Cage.
No, that's not him, though. That's just, did you say he sounds like Nick Cage?
Yeah, singing at
back,
karaoke.
Sir. No, that's the creepy bearded guy.
Oh.
And he's not Sharon Lois or Bram. He's the guy who you're like, what the hell is he doing hanging out with these kids and hugging them?
Did he come out of the van, the windowless van, to start singing?
Just some guy. Oh, well, looks like they're filming. All right.
Starts licking.
Just moseys over.
Yeah.
Just, hey, kids.
I know the song. Scared of a rinky dinky dink.
But I slowed down in the school zone.
I always crank this tune when I go through the school zone.
And in honor of it being the last day of April and what we're headed into tomorrow, had to do this one. Hold on for it. Right?
It's gonna be May.
Gonna be May.
That's fun.
Is that what it's called? It's gonna be May?
That's fun.
It's gonna be May.
Because tomorrow. So, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, I'm all for May.
Yeah?
Thumbs up.
Okay.
It's gonna be May.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Listen, it's supposed to be about 7 today. Yeah. What happened to those 22 days?
Oh, they'll come
Where'd
back.
Where'd they go?
They'll come back. I'll tell you what, man. I just got a little older yesterday. Took my daughter, Mara, to the SGI to get her learner's license, and we were out on the road. And she goes, Dad, I'm really happy. Like, you and Mom let us just drive right. You let Ethan drive right away, and you let me drive right away. And I did. I threw her in the deep end. Uh-huh. We drove out to a White City to yoga.
Right.
And then at night driving all the way back.
Right.
And she was...
So down Vic?
No,
Ring
we went the back way. I'm not that stupid. We went the back way down, like, past the jail and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. The one thing driving with my daughter, I realized, is I'm really a bad driver. Like, it's her very first time behind the wheel.
Right.
She checks all her mirrors. She's talking through, like, Dad, I got 100 on my signs. That means somebody can merge. And Dad, look at it. That means it's slowing down to 70.
Right.
Like, it's just.
Like, she's showing off.
Yeah. And to drive the way you're supposed to drive is friggin' boring.
Yeah, what's she doing? 10 and they don't do 10
and
2
and 3 now
because the airbags
could smash your face with the airbags.
Right.
Yeah, but 9 and 3 and mirrors, and she's talking her. No, it's 90. I better slow down.
Yeah.
There was only one time that I was fearing for my life. It was one of her first left turns off Diefenbaker to where my condo was.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow! I thought I was in the Edmonton roller coaster.
It's right.
Like,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What
did she do that?
Thing?
She did that little jaunt right before she turned left.
Yeah, and here's the other thing too, because I hardly ever cannot drive in the passenger seat because it just drives me nuts. I'm like, I'm a bad passenger.
You're a little you're a little antsy.
Yeah, so
you like to move.
Yeah,
you've always got little ticks.
My foot was like on the. She was doing a great job. My foot is on the floorboard,
right,
and up holding the top of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great, Mara. Are you okay, Dad? You nervous? No, I'm okay. But wow, it is. You think you're going faster than you are. I'm like, slow down, Mar. She goes, Dad, I'm doing 41 kilometers an hour. I was like, okay.
Well, you're speeding. It's 40.
Hey, don't laugh. Because I did. We came past the upgrader there. We came past the upgrader last. I said, Mar, slow down. She goes, You're telling me to slow down? We just got a speeding ticket here 3 days ago you were driving.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a fishing hole there, too.
It is.
It's 70 to 50 in
the D. Yeah, and I'm fighting that ticket, too, by the way.
Oh, are you? I'm sure that'll go over just great. You fight the law all the time. How many court appearances have you made, and how many have you won? How many have you made?
I've made...
A few.
I've threatened to make some and just...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Sounds like a Woodstock 50 is a no-go.
Were you going?
No.
Well, then what does it matter to you?
Maybe that's why it's a no-go. Because everybody's like, hey, it sounds like a great idea. Love to go. Can't.
So what's happening? I don't think... First of all, can I just say something? I don't think you can recreate the first thing. So I don't know that...
It was such a freak occurrence in 1969.
Yeah,
and
it was a different time.
I think
time.
It was free, too.
Yeah, it was a different time. I don't think you can read... I don't know.
So the reason it was canceled is because one of the main investors called Amplify pulled the pin, and they released a statement yesterday, and it's kind of got this Firefest vibe about it. It says, despite our tremendous investment of time, effort, and commitment, we don't believe the production of the festival can be executed as an event worthy of the Woodstock brand name while also ensuring the health and safety of the artists, partners, and attendees. That is concerning.
Well, there you go. And you don't want to be attached to something that's not 100, not tip top, because let's face it, Woodstock and the mystique of Woodstock brings with it a lot of expectations.
Well, and everybody thinks 99, right?
Right.
And everybody thinks Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
It's the only time. Every time Woodstock is brought up, Limp Bizkit's streams probably pick up too. Yeah. So I'm asking you, what's the most disappointing cancellation you've ever experienced in your life? Like, you had the one event built up in your mind and you're like, oh, I'm going, I'm doing this. And then all of a sudden, done. Brenda Bodd says front row tickets to Aerosmith, and it was canceled after Steven Tyler fell off the stage at Buffalo Chip in Sturgis, and he had to take a break. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
No. Krista Fortin was first in line to get into the door to see GNR in Vancouver, and Axel didn't show. Yeah, I remember that one. I believe there was a massive riot.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
CC Saida had tickets to Pink in Saskatoon. Concert was postponed to January 2014. Couldn't go the new date because my baby was born 7 days before. Blame your child. That's what I would do. For the rest of my life, I would put that blame on my kid.
How about Ozzy's tour here? He fell in a shoe in the dark. Just a shoe in the dark.
That's right, yeah. That's,
I tripped on Sharon's shoe.
Yeah, I think it was on his shoe, actually.
Oh, no, it'd probably be high heel.
Okay. Tyler Rimmer says, my dad and I flew to Vegas for Celine Dion. She canceled the day before the show. Sounds like she did you a favor. I would think. Who would... I'm sorry, Tyler, with all due respect. Yeah. Fly into Vegas to see Celine Dion.
She'd be the
There's
last person.
There's a lot better things to do in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way I look at it.
That's like going to Florida to hang out with the Golden Girls. Forget it. What am I doing?
I'd do that. Especially Blanche.
Yeah, well,
she gives her. So, Dave,
dead.
Dave, is she?
Yeah, she's dead. Remember, McClanahan died.
Really?
Yeah, B. Arthur's the. I mean, Betty White's the only one left.
I feel disappointed. By the way, that's two shows in a row we've brought the Golden Girls. And Dave Heredia says, the Riders screwing us out of a Raiders game at the stadium.
Riders didn't screw us out of a Raiders game.
I feel you though, man. I feel you. I think we're owed.
Yeah, man. Are we? Man, am I missing out on a 10-7 preseason game?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This one, Prince concert in Saskatoon, they canceled it, and then he passed away before he had another chance to see him. I agree. I was actually excited to go to that Prince show.
I wanted to go to Prince, and I wanted to go to Michael Jackson just to see what he'd be like.
Yeah, me too.
Show.
Yeah,
I don't know if I agree with the guy, but just the show.
Well, at the time, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
Well, we kind of did, but you didn't. Yeah. Me and my buddy flew to Columbus for Rock on the Range. One of the headliners was Chris Cornell with Audioslave. He was supposed to play the next day. Of course, we got the news he committed suicide when our flight landed. This one from Dylan. He says, had a VIP meet and greet for Linkin Park in Saskatoon. Seats on the stage and whatnot. Chester broke his ankle and they canceled the whole tour, and that'll never happen again. You know, I actually...
Sad me.
I went and saw Linkin Park in Winnipeg, and I remember at the time being like, eh, they didn't blow my doors off. And then it's one of those shows where afterward you're like, but I'm happy I went now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad, and that's Michael Ball across from me.
Yeah.
Time to dig down deep. Time to go right where it hurts. That honesty place. It is National Honesty Day, and I think in order to be honest with others, you need to be honest with yourself.
Right.
You need to look inside and find something that maybe you can improve on. Now, this isn't meant for you to be bashing yourself. This is meant for you to improve yourself.
Tear yourself correct? Down to build yourself back up.
Something
bigger
like that.
And better than
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm. So I'm want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I could probably lose a few pounds. I said that earlier. And I could probably pass gas less in public.
In the control room, I agree. In the control room.
Yeah, no, I
when I
just,
come into the room and you say, did you fart? And I say, no. Oh, I did.
I feel like I might just be a little too nonchalant about
yeah, it. Yeah, it's really rude.
so that's, I need to work on that.
I feel that I probably, looking at our pictures from yesterday,
yeah.
We did a photo shoot here at the station. I probably should look at shaving my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I should. And I actually am okay with being bald as opposed to going gray. And I've noticed a couple little gray hairs.
So you'd rather be bald?
I'd rather be bald. So I think although I'm not sure. I was bald once before.
Mm.
I shaved my head. People said I had a great bald head, but that was some years ago, 10 years ago, so I'm not really sure.
I think you got a good head shape. I think you'd be okay.
And I'm a bad driver. I drove with my daughter yesterday, great Mara. She did a great job. Yeah. I realized what a bad driver I am. So those are two things, honestly, that I need to change, and, you know, I got to change a lot. I think I need to be a
okay,
little
this
bit...
this isn't meant to be
I need
like...
to be a little bit... I need to be a little bit more patient with people. Like, a little more patience, yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Probably need to swear a little less. I probably should appreciate the people around me more, be more grateful for things.
Right. Anything else?
No, yeah, a little bit better financially. not... You know,
all right, so Brian yeah. Pretorian says, I need to stop being so critical of myself and learn to enjoy life. No, that's a hack way out. No. That's like when somebody says, prospective employer, what do you say is your greatest flaw? And you say, you know, sometimes I work too hard.
What's his name?
Sometimes I work too hard. Brian Pretorian.
Brian, something sucks about you. Just get it out. Something sucks
yeah,
about
you.
You
got to dig down
probably
deep
got ugly
on
feet or
today.
Something. You got ugly feet or
I have
something.
Ugly feet.
Why don't you get a pedicure, Brian?
I have ugly feet. I will pedicure. Say that too. Brett Carnegie, need to quit smoking. Yeah, you got to
yeah,
quit the darts.
Quit smelling like darts.
Quit the darts.
Come on, man.
Yeah, just get rid of them. You Terry Wall, need to shave my head and lose some weight.
Yeah.
Day ruined. Thanks. That's what he says. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just got to be, you know, you got to
So that
do
guy
it.
There's the worst of both of us. He's got to shave his head and he's got to lose some weight.
Yeah, well, I got to shave my head too, actually.
No,
but
you
I,
do shave your head. Your head looks good shaved.
Yeah. Patsy, and she says this. Apparently, I got attitude. Apparently, you've got a spelling issue.
Yeah, that's the first
thing. Apparently. There's an A in there somewhere.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I smoked. I found, like, my fingers got yellow. And it was really gross. Like,
well, and your teeth, it's not attractive. It's not attractive.
I was going to smoke, like, with one of those little sticks, like the bad, yeah. like the villain in 101 Dalmatians. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then
one of the worst smells is when you smoke and then you try to cover it up with perfume or something. The perfume / nicotine mix,
right.
tobacco mix, gross smell.
Yeah. Cameron Petruca says, screw you all, I'm an effing delight.
Attitude.
Well, he's being honest. He thinks he's a delight. So, I mean, there's some honesty to that, too. Yeah,
probably some loner in his mom's basement.
No, no, I don't think so.
Really?
I believe it. Actually, you know what? I'm going to look at his profile here. You know what? Good-looking kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Sitting in a nice car.
You can't tell.
I got to tell you, I think he might be right.
You can't tell me that you don't have one thing wrong with you.
Like,
everybody has one thing you need to be honest
like,
about.
Come in here, and we'll tell you.
Yeah, you want to come down right now? I'll do the eyeball test
yeah,
and
sure.
tell you what's wrong with you.
We're really good at judging.
Like, oh, for
really
sure.
Really good.
For sure.
That's what we do for a living.
Yeah. They say don't cast the first stone. I throw a bunch of rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that glass house has been down for a long, long time.
Yeah, I smashed a lot of windows.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Of course, Avengers Endgame came out, when was it? On the weekend.
Well, it was actually Thursday, I think, last week.
Right. $1.2 billion.
Yeah,
so
that's a bit of cake.
A lot of people have seen it, but we're playing a little game here. It's called Fake Endgame Spoilers. Again, fake.
Can I start it
Endgame
off?
Spoilers.
Can I start it off?
Sure.
Everybody dies of the measles.
Ooh.
Everyone gets wiped out by the measles because they're not. Iron Man says, don't get vaccinated. They
That's
all
right.
die.
Remember to vaccinate your mutants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. That's what they say. And what's her face? Jenny McCarthy ruined it all.
Oh. Yeah, she did.
Yep. This one I actually made up. I said Thanos walks off with a limp only for it to straighten slowly while a slow camera pan reveals he's really Kevin Spacey lighting a cigarette.
Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's Usual Suspects.
Is that a real one?
That's the usual suspect.
Is that a real...
I'm sorry, am I ruining everything for everybody? That one is actually a spoiler if you've seen, if you haven't seen Usual Suspects. You should. Go see it. You probably don't know what I'm talking about anyway, so it's fine. Do you?
No.
Yeah. Jeff Gasper says, I really was surprised when Thanos revealed that he was Tony Stark's father. Hmm? Yeah, me too.
Who's Shocked Thanos? He sounds like a thermos.
He's the... he's the villain. Actually, he's kind of like a friendly villain. Well, he's like
Thanos.
Somebody that people get.
I fight cold hot chocolate.
Yeah, I'm Thanos. I keep your coffee warm during a picnic.
Chicken soup, anybody?
I fight the elements. Wyndon Sear says, why does Thanos look like a purple Bruce Willis? That's true, actually. If you look at the picture, he does look like a purple Bruce Willis. Okay. But that's got nothing. We're going off track here.
Yeah.
Fake Endgame spoilers.
Yeah.
Trevor Ryan, the whole movie is actually just a really bad nightmare that Thanos had after Infinity War. That could be. Maybe. A lot of people getting mad here because they think that they're actual spoilers.
Real spoilers. God, you people are stupid.
Spoiler alert, just like Al Capone, Thanos gets taken down for tax evasion. There's like a 90-minute court case scene. It's ridiculous. And this makes sense because we know that it's a Marvel movie and Batman is as Marvel as it gets. Cue text. Brian Fitzpatrick says no. Batman swoops in and saves everyone.
Yeah. Well, he's got money. He can do anything. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just want to say this. If the spoilers ruin your life, maybe you didn't have a life to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Got a text from Devin, and he says, Batman isn't Marvel. He's DC. See, that's the joke.
That's what I mean.
That's the joke.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Megan sends this one on the way in for school. She says, yesterday morning, I asked my students what they thought of Endgame, and the sweetest student smiled and said it was great. Then gave the biggest spoiler ever. He thought I was asking because I saw it. I wanted to be mad, but he had the best of intentions. What do you do, right? He's just a child. Still yell at him.
Fail him.
I'd fail him. Fail.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking Endgame spoilers, Avengers Endgame spoilers. Again, fake ones, not real ones. Yeah. This one coming in on the text line. It's Gwyneth's head in the box.
Ooh.
Ooh. What's in the box? Ooh. What's in the box?
Yeah.
Is that right? That sounds accurate. Yeah. Sounds like Brad Pitt.
Is Catwoman in this?
A Catwoman is DC.
Oh.
Yeah. People will text us and tell us, I'm sure. What are you doing?
No, I don't know how to word it, so I'm not going to, because I like paying whatever bills I have to pay. I was trying to make a...
You made a hand gesture.
Well, I was trying to... What's the female Avenger?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, but like the whole Kim Basinger...
Yeah.
Basic
Scarlett Instinct. Johansson.
Yeah, Basic Instinct.
Is the... I don't know. Let's talk about Avengers Endgame. And listen, a lot of people are on edge. They're on eggshells.
Yes.
Because they're worried about ruining... Avengers Endgame.
So when can you... We had that that kid ruin it for his teacher.
Yeah,
when,
you already ruined it for me because you looked up spoilers.
Yeah, you told
me what happened.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I can't help it if Lori Loughlin bought a spot for her kid in the Avengers.
Yeah, well...
Sorry I had to tell you that.
Yeah, that's tough.
When is a good time, like, when can we start talking about it? Because that's part of our job. When can we have our jelly-stained finger on the pulse of pop culture? Like, can we start talking about
it
next week?
And another thing, too. It's weird because the rules are different. Avengers Endgame, nobody was telling anybody what happened. Game of Thrones this past Sunday, there were spoilers online immediately.
And nobody got mad at
that. There were so many memes. No, nobody seemed to get mad at it.
Now they want to fire Shady McCoy with Buffalo, trade him, terminate his contract. Why right now can I not tell you the end of the show?
So where is that line?
Yeah.
When can we start talking about the end of Avengers Endgame? I mean,
to me, it's your fault you weren't out early. Like, it's your fault you weren't in line.
Kinda. No, you're
That's
right.
your fault. That's a you problem.
That is.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad, that's Ballsy. You can find us at the Wolf app as well, which is free for your Android or Apple device.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a genius. And you know who has trouble believing that? Rich people. Yeah, or Ric Flair. Yeah, check this out. New study looked at which people are most likely to exaggerate how much they know about something.
And maybe this isn't shocking, but rich guys are the most likely to do it. Researchers went in depth here. They asked people to rate their knowledge on a bunch of different main topics, or pardon me, math topics. Three of the topics were totally made up. Proper numbers, subjunctive scaling, and declarative fractions.
I don't know what any of those are.
Because they're made up. Men were more likely than women to pretend they knew those subjects. Rich people were more likely than poor people or middle class people. And North Americans were more likely than people in other parts of the world. So,
of course,
if you, and the way it shakes down, if you're young and you're rich and you're a man in the U.S. or Canada, you're basically a dumb liar.
Yeah.
That's
what
it is.
That makes sense. I think it's because they think they're smart. Well, because I'm getting paid a lot of money to do what I do.
With everything I just told you, with everything I just told you, it's always backed what I know. Chad and Ballsy are honest, and Chad and Ballsy know what they're talking about.
Because
we're not young,
getting paid.
Rich. Young or rich.
But we are North American, so we got that thing going for us. We do lie a little bit.
Yeah, only for our game.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Every now and then we like to look at the Get It Done capital, which is Merca, and we like to see exactly what's going on down there. They're crazy. So, Ballsy, let's do a little thing we like to call Meanwhile in Merca.
Key phrase there is down there. Here's a conversation that's never happened between two women in the history of the world. I was with a guy last night, and oh, girl, let me tell you, he had the smoothest downtown entertainment district I have ever seen. Yeah. Apparently, some men are now solving that problem that doesn't exist by using Scrotox. They're getting a Botox injection down there.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Can you?
I don't get it, but people are weird.
Now, can you imagine eating like cash right now? Apparently, adult breast milk is a billion-dollar business that's on the verge of popping. Now, get this, because the HMO in the baby milk the babies drink, helps fight infections, pardon me, inflammation, and brain development. Helps brain development?
Sounds like an excuse for perverts.
For adults, it would help irritable bowel syndromes, allergies, and even things like keeping our brains young.
No, I think it helps those man babies.
Would
you know,
you
the
that?
Guys that wear diapers and bonnets?
Yeah. Would you do that?
No. No, that's weird.
Can I sit down to a meal? break.
Hi, son. How are you? How are we finding the accoutrements this evening?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And this guy needs to reevaluate so many things in his life. He's identified as Charlie in Indiana. Back in October of 2016, he got divorced, moved back in with his parents. He moved out of his parents' house in August of 2017. So things are looking up.
Congratulations.
But he forgot one thing behind in his parents' house, his massive porn collection.
Right.
So when he went back to retrieve it, his dad said that he destroyed the porn collection for his own mental health. Like, you don't need this, son. Okay?
Them's fighting words.
It turns out Charlie, was kicked out of high school and college for selling porn to other students. So he has a history of this. He is now suing his parents for $86,000 for throwing out his massive porn collection.
Yeah. Rumor is he signed all legal documents with the hairiest palms ever recorded.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.